head of copper-brown hair. Fuck me. This man was insanely hot, not someone I expected to come across out here. This was the middle of nowhere USA, not the Australian outback, for Christ's sake. I cleared my throat. Well, I didn't think it was funny at all.
Then you need to take this stick out of your ass and lighten up.
He reached out his hand.
Give it to me, princess. I'll pay for the damn thing.
Before I could respond, he grabbed the two broken pieces from me, and I cursed at the shiver that ran down my spine from the brief contact of his hand brushing against mine. Of course, he had to smell amazing on top of it all. I followed him to the register as I fished through my messy purse for money, but he was too quick and had paid for it already. He handed me a plastic bag containing the broken bobblehead.
There's some change in the bag. Buy yourself a sense of humor.
Humor? That accent. My jaw dropped as he walked away and out of the store. What an ass. It was. A fine one. A thick, juicy, round ass hugged tightly by his jeans. God, I really needed to get laid because it didn't seem to matter that this guy had just insulted me to my face. My panties were practically wet. After several minutes of staring into space at a shelf of Nebraska Cornhuskers t-shirts, I gave myself a mental kick in the butt. My reaction to the incident proved that fatigue had gotten the best of me. I wasn't usually that short-tempered. It was time to shake off the bizarre encounter and get moving. My stomach was growling, and I was looking forward to breaking into the fried chicken once I hit the road. I snuck a piece out of the box in my bag as I walked out of the building. My chewing ceased when I noticed him two spots down from my car, sitting on the very motorcycle I'd been fantasizing about earlier. Approaching slowly, I hoped he didn't notice me. No such luck. Instead, when he spotted me, he flashed an exaggerated smile and waved. Frantically searching for my keys, I rolled my eyes and muttered, "You again." He snickered.
"Did you end up buying a sense of humor?"
"I used the change to buy you some couth instead." Chuckling, he shook his head at me. Running his hand through his hair, he put his shiny black helmet on and cranked the Harley. The rumble shook me to my core. Getting in the car and slamming the door, I couldn't help taking one last look over at him, seeing as though I'd never see this guy again in my lifetime. He winked through the helmet, and my pathetic heart fluttered. I watched through the rearview mirror as he backed out of the spot. I expected him to take off like a bat out of hell, but after moving away slowly, he abruptly stopped. He kept trying to rev the bike to get it to move, but nothing was happening. Eventually turning off the engine, he removed his helmet and ran his hand through his hair in frustration before getting off to inspect things. I should have just left, but couldn't take my eyes off him as he struggled to get it to run. Man, that sucks. I dipped one of the chicken bites into the honey mustard sauce and popped it into my mouth, continuing to watch this like a spectator sport for several minutes. At one point, he took out his phone and made a phone call as he paced back and forth. Putting his phone away, he looked in my direction and glared at me. Caught in the act of watching him, I let out a nervous laugh. I didn't mean to laugh at the situation, but it just came out. He raised his brow, and that made me cackle harder. He slowly walked toward me, clutching the helmet by his side. He knocked on my window, and I lowered it.
"You think this is funny, princess?"
"Not really. Maybe," I snorted.
"Well, I'm glad you finally managed to find your sense of humor."
Humor. God, his accent was sexy. He arched his neck to look into the back seat and took notice of all the boxes.
"You homeless or something? Living out of your car?"
"No, I'm in the middle of a cross-country move."
"Where are you headed?"
"Temecula."
"California?"
He nodded.
"Me too."
I looked toward his Harley. "Well, it looks like you're not exactly headed anywhere anytime soon. I guess it's payback for calling me a bitch."
"Well, that would seem to be the case."
"That it's payback?"
"No, that you're a bitch."
"Very funny."